This might be the first time ever on this show where I feel energy just radiating. I said this a long time ago. This
you
is
got
not,
it.
This
girl,
is not,
you got it. Girl, you got it.
What's going on? Whew. You know, every time we jump in here, we jam and we got the energy right. We got the vibes right. We always feeling good. But welcome back to your favorite co-host, your favorite show, Can I Vibe With Y'all? I said co-host, I'm sorry, you're hosting your co-host. Again, I'm your boy. If it's your first time watching, I'm your boy, Kaz. You can follow all my socials at CAZ_0. You can follow this beautiful podcast at Can I Vibe With Y'all. Simple as that. Next to me, introduce yourself on time.
You already know. It's your boy, Chris. IG Mathis, 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And as always, you know, we like our guests. But we need some hype for this one.
Okay? This one, my friend. We need special some, one.
You hear that? You hear that in the background?
She's different.
Because it is our... I'm going to give a little speech before we get into it. It is our first time meeting this woman.
Hold it down. Hold it down. Hold it down.
It is our first time meeting this woman. And we feel like we already know her. We can feel the energy already. She is a Zumba instructor, a dancer, a TikTok star, all the above. Introduce yourself one time.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you for having me. Okay. Hi, everyone. My name is Maria, and aka the Coach of Vibes on Instagram and TikTok, your favorite Zumba instructor.
Okay, say it again one time. Say the IG name.
Recocha Vibes.
Oh,
you gotta roll the R. Recocha Vibes. If you're not rolling it, please don't say it. That was a more like aggressive. Like, it's R-E, not R-U. Recocha. Recocha Vibes.
That's how she coming.
It is I.
I'm sorry, introduce yourself. But keep
like
going.
I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted. So, my name. I'm just kidding. Okay, listen. My name is Recocha Vibes. That's not my name. My name is Maria, and my Instagram and TikTok is Recocha Vibes, aka your favorite Zumba instructor.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Very excited to be here and be in conversation with y'all.
Okay.
Let's see what comes out.
Okay, she said, you know what? Let's just jump right to it. So, obviously, as you just heard, she does Zumba. She makes hella TikTok videos. I don't even know where to start.
Low-key vibe.
So I'm gonna come out and say this. I actually met you through TikTok.
Yes.
Way back when, in quarantine, I duet a video. I haven't even showed Chris yet. It was like a
You duetted me?
Yeah, it was like you did like a bachata Tootsie Slide video.
Oh yeah.
When Drake came out with Tootsie Slide.
And
that's how I met her. And look at this.
Oh word! But you posted it?
I did.
Oh yes, I remember.
It was a while ago. It was like over summer.
Yeah, because I think the thing I remember was like, oh yeah, he's from Florida. Because I clicked on your page, like, who is this? And then, oh, it was because somebody. Okay, so somebody. This is really what happened. Somebody. I don't even ask, but I'm gonna tell you. Somebody. This Tootsie Slide song came on, and then some guy. I guess he plays the not the drums, but
the congas. Another,
the congas, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then he made a bachata version of it, or so, like making a bachata type. I don't know. And then I was like, well, let me make a little dance to this. And then I did it, and people was loving it. And I was like, period, she famous or whatever. Like, people duetting me left and right. I said, okay.
Look at the compliment.
I love it.
Yeah, so.
Listen, I don't know if you've seen or not, but we preach, we love confidence yes. on this show. You are already a perfect fit. So, again, thank you. But like you were saying, you know, you always be dancing on TikTok. People be duetting you. So where do you get this energy from? That's my biggest question.
That's a good question. I would like to know, too.
Listen, hold on. I didn't want to do it for sure. I didn't want to do it that early.
I need to expose my secrets. Okay, where do I get my energy from? I think, so... Because people assume, like, I guess they connect my energy with my dance, right? Because I be posting my dancing and whatever. But it's also more than that. It's also, like, my way of being, like, right? Like, just how I hop on, like, and I post and my energy is just, like, high. Like, something, I could be going through the worst thing and I'm, like, up there, right? But with dance is because, like, dance is what I do when I'm stressed, when I'm happy, when I'm angry. Like, I'm just, like, let me dance it out. Like, it's been, like, I call it like a form of survival for me over the years. So I just dance and it gives me a lot of energy. And I'm just like, I make people laugh, right? Like, she's a comedian, she's a dancer, she's a little. Okay. So I make people laugh, but because I like be with myself and I just make myself laugh because I'm like, at this point, I actually just made a TikTok about this yesterday. That some guy, I was parked, and I always lock my car doors. Yeah, I always lock my doors, whatever. And so then, I don't know why I did not lock it. And this man, I was waiting for my stepdad to pick him up. And then this man just comes in the back seat and
wait.
Hold on. So then I'm like, but I was having a shitty day already. Like, I swear, like 2 minutes before that man came in, I was crying, having a breakdown. I was just having a shitty day. And then this man comes in the car and he's like, hello. And he's just on his phone with his mask on. And I'm like, you're in the wrong car. And then he's like,
oh, I thought you was the Uber.
Yeah, he's like, what? And I'm like, you're in the wrong car. And he gets out. And I locked my fucking car door so quick. I was like, what? And at that point, I just started laughing. Like, I made a TikTok laughing. And someone was like, how could you laugh? I'd be paranoid. And I'm like, I just laugh because sometimes it's like, damn universe, what else? Like,
I mean, it already happened. You can't really do nothing about it.
Right. Like, what else? And then a saying that there's this quote, but I'm gonna get it wrong, that life is 90% of what happens to you and 10% of how you react to it. Or it's the other way around.
You got it right.
I got it right. Yeah. Okay. So I've been like, yo, that's so true. So
wait, did you get it right?
I don't think I got it right.
90%.
I think it's 10% what happens to you. And like,
I caught you. My bad. Go ahead.
Were you back me out? You're like, no, you got it right. You got it right. Keep going. Anyways, yeah, so after I heard that call, I was like, damn, that's really true. So I just try to, you know, react to things in a positive way. And I think it just brings me a lot of energy when I do that because I'm not focusing on, like, stress and negativity, even though, like, I do get stressed out easily. But I just try to unlearn that. And I think that just, I don't know, provides me with a lot of energy. I just like to have fun, live my life.
That's good.
Have a good time.
Listen, we are not complaining. Right. We love that on here. So salute to you. We're going to have an unofficial shot o'clock. Ooh, we got to hit it.
Boy, if you don't go get a wine
glass. So shouts to you again.
Yes.
But how did you start? I don't want to say how did you start dancing, but how did you start teaching Zumba?
Oh, teaching Zumba. This is my favorite question. Thank you for this question. Keep asking these very important questions.
That's why we're here.
I just quote TikToks all day. Okay, basically, I've been dancing my whole life. So it's kind of connected to that question, right? I've been dancing my whole life. Like, I'm Colombian, and that's kind of how I grew up, just dancing all the time. And we danced, like, we would put on, like, shows. Like, me and my cousins, we put on shows for my family, like, and then they would just love to see us dance. My mom, like, when family would come over from Colombia, she would be like, Maripola, ponte a bailar, like, start dancing for them. Like, show them how you dance. Like, show them how you dance Gasolina by Daddy Yankee. Like, this little booty shake movement. And, but then it got to the point where, you know, you get to a point where you start getting shy about things. Mm-hmm. And, like, I have this memory where she made me do this and I'm crying dancing because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. But I would still be dancing, like, on my own. Like, I would go, I remember during high school, like, I would come home and I would just lock myself in the bathroom because we live in New York and there's no space. So I would lock myself in the bathroom with my headphones on and just start dancing, like having dance parties by myself in the bathroom and be like, they'd be knocking and I'm like, all right, I guess I gotta get out now. And then like I would just do like workout videos with my aunt at home. And then when college started, when I started college, I went to FIU, I was telling you. And so they have like different dance classes. Like they had Zumba, then but then they had like workout group classes, and then they had like this one class was like booty work, like twerking and hip hop, and then they had reggae fit, so it was like whining and fitness.
You do everything.
It was lit. Yeah. So I would go to everything. Like I remember one time the instructor, the Zumba instructor told like the instructor that was coming after, which was a workout class, she was like, yo, you see her? Like, she was just in my class and now she's going to yours. Like, she's out here. And I was like, yo, I'm just stressed the fuck out. Like, I need to dance it out, you know? And it was just amazing stuff for me. So when I got back to it, like back to these classes, I was like, ah, I want to become a Zumba instructor. Like, I was like, yeah, I want to become a Zumba instructor. And That was like 2016. And I remember I posted this video on Instagram. You could go search it if you want. I posted on my story sometimes because it's kind of like that moment for me. Like, I posted this video dancing and I was like wearing a sports bra and like these shorts. And I was like, hi, y'all. Like, I know I'm not like, you know, super fit. But you know what? Like, I want to be a Zumba instructor. Like, would y'all come to my classes? And people were
confidence
like.
Confidence again.
Yeah, they were like, yes. I wasn't even up there with confidence. I was just like, I'm sorry. And I was so scared. Like, oh my God. I wanted to take it down so bad. I was like, sis, it's out there. Like, you know, leave it. And it was just me dancing. Like, I forgot. I think I was dancing mid-anger or something like that. Just like, you know, in my room.
Oh, that's my favorite too.
Flipping my hair like, hey, baby, okay.
I like that too because it's rare that you hear people say they use dancing as a form of therapy or to release stress.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Like, to your extent, I mean, because that's who you are. That's what you do.
Yeah. It's like every part of my life. Like,
you said whether you're sad, mad, stressed, happy, whatever it may be, you're just always dancing.
Yeah. I love to dance. And so, yeah, I posted that video and that was 2016. And then I started grad school. And then my mental health went down the drain because grad school just ain't it. So it's another conversation. But so I started grad school and I started going again in my school. I would go to these classes and I kept saying, yeah, I'm gonna do it. And then I wouldn't do it. And then I remember one day I tweeted, I was like, all right, y'all, I'm gonna manifest this. I'm getting my Zumba certificate this year, right? And then February came, and I was like, I'm going to just do it. And this was February of last year. And I went to a training, and I'm thankful because I got to do it before, like, COVID hit. Mm-hmm. So I got to do it in person. I did this training, and it literally took me months to start because I'm a perfectionist. So I didn't start teaching. I got my certificate in February, and I started teaching in June because I was like, these classes need to be, like, on point. You know
how you're coming.
This shit need to be fire. So that's how it started. It just has been a long, like, coming journey, though. It's just, yeah, it's been in the works. I just didn't really, like, believe in myself at the time. Like, I was kind of like, yeah, I could do this, but I don't know.
And that's the main thing.
Yeah, you just gotta believe in yourself. So I did it, and I was like, nah.
You look like a professional now. Like,
you got all the confidence just coming up.
Yeah, I'm so
like, I don't look like a professional. I am a professional. What the fuck is you talking about?
Listen.
Yes.
I said that I had a surprise. Okay. I didn't even tell Chris yet.
No,
it's my first time announcing this on this show. So we got a Zumba instructor in the building. Many people don't know this about me. I taught Zumba for 6 months.
What? Y'all got a little suspense sound over there?
We got. Throwing myself in here.
Hold on. Tell us more.
You ain't tell me this. Hold up.
And it was the time of my life. I loved it.
I'm here for it.
Okay, so it was like unofficial. I didn't have my license or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I work at a gym. I'm a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. And the person who was teaching the class, they were teaching like a stretch class or some type of class. Mm-hmm. And they couldn't really do it no more. So my boss said, hey, can you teach a class this Saturday?
Why are you judging him? This is
his first time hearing it. So I was like, I don't really know how to teach classes, but you know, whatever. So I get there, and you know, it was like six ladies and me. And
they probably loved it.
I bet you liked it.
I was playing.
You liked it.
Oh, it was a great time. It was a good time.
All right.
What did you dance with them?
Well, at first we weren't supposed to dance. We were supposed to do like workout type stuff. And I just put on my playlist. And it was like Spanish music. Mm-hmm. And they're like, we really like this music. And I like dancing too. So we just started dancing.
We
spent the whole time dancing as a form of working out.
Period.
And that continued the next week for six months.
Why'd you stop?
I don't even remember. I don't remember, to be honest.
Maybe it's a hidden talent.
But I'm not going to lie, it was fun. And, you know, the people out there dancing, you know, workout in your... You can dance in your room as a form of workout.
Yeah. That's why I love Zumba. Because there's, you know, there's different fitness classes that I could have gotten into. And the reason I went with Zumba was because it was a mix of everything. Mm-hmm. Like, every genre. And because it's not like... You're not here to... like be a perfect dancer, right? You're right, just here to move your body. Like that's what I tell my students. I'm like, you're here to move your body, like go at your own pace, right? Like check in with your body. What do you need? You need water? You need to stretch during the class? Like listen to it, because it's your body tells you so much. So, and it's just a vibe. Like you just come, it's a dance party. Like, so
that's really what it is.
I love it.
Like even when I was doing it, I didn't have, I mean, I really should have, but I didn't have any type of instruction or dancers planned. Just like, I'll just go, and they were cool with it too. Like I will go in there as long as I continue to bring that new music and switch up the music. We do whatever.
Because you know what I've learned, that people, like, it's less about the moves or whatever. People come to your classes for your energy.
Yes. Exactly.
Like, they're attracted to your energy. And I've realized that, because sometimes, like, maybe me personally, I'm like, this song was not even that good. And but I'm sure they think it's good, but it's just me, my perfectionist. They're like, no, it's not good, whatever. But at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, right? If I mess up a move, because nobody knows. I'm the one who knows. But at the end of the day, people are there because they're like, Maria's energy is fire, and I want to be around that. So it's the same. Like, they didn't care that you didn't, you know, have the move set down. They were like, nah, his energy's fire.
They caught me a few times.
Let me pull up.
No, I mean, like I said, it was fun though, because there were people from, I work at a country club, so there were people from anywhere, age 20 all the way up to like 60-year-old women coming in. And you know, they'll do their modified versions, you know, a little footwork here and there, a little hip action here and there, moving. But we all just dancing. That's really what it was. Yeah. Like you said, it's a huge dance party.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, I don't know, people, like, you know, people say, like, dancing's not for me. It's not for me. But it's, like, you just got to try it out. And I think it's sometimes, it's like, we don't want to let our body loose. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't want to just feel free. Like, because we're so used to, like, being like this, right? Being closed up. Like, being protective of ourselves, of our heart, or whatever it is, right? And dancing, it's literally being free. Like, you're just like, ah, like, right? Especially with the way that my style of dancing is very, like, liberating. Like, what I say is that, like, for me, dancing is like tapping into your inner child, right? And like letting your inner child play. Like, you're just like, I'm just here to have a good time. It doesn't matter if I get this move wrong. Like, I just want to have fun, right? And that's very scary, because a lot of people don't know how to do that.
Like, especially they're with very a new serious group of people you never lose.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, oh, this person is does it better than me. You. Yeah, but the thing is, people are focusing on themselves more than they're focusing on anybody else.
Yes.
You know, so that's what I've learned. But, you know.
Do you teach classes down here?
I'm gonna start too soon. Right now I do it virtually, so I go live and then people join me.
We're gonna go to a class.
I'm
bringing you in here.
You better pull up.
When's the next one?
So I'm not sure when the next one is, but soon, because you know, got something in the works or whatever.
Sign us up.
I'm there.
Early bird.
Yeah, but I'm definitely gonna do one this month. Sure. Because people are already asking me, and that's the thing, right? Like, so I moved here in February, and I moved here because of my business, because I wanted to really continue growing
Zumba?
Mm-hmm. Okay. For dance. So I'm trying to branch out of Zumba, because I want to create like my self dance, which is like Quechua vibes, right? And we can talk a little bit more about that too. But I moved here for my business, so I've been here for a month now. And I'm like, okay, I'm doing these live streams. And then people hit me, I'm like, when are you going to do a class in person? And I'm like, oh, yeah. But it's like my own anxiety. I'm like,
have you ever done a class in person?
I have. I was doing classes in the park in New York.
Okay.
And it was super fun, right? But I was kind of like, even though I stepped out of my comfort zone doing that, I was still in my comfort zone, because I had like my best friends, my family. So I knew people were going to show up, versus here, it's a little bit less, right? But why am I thinking that way, right? Because regardless, it don't matter if I don't got people here, I know people rock with me and they're gonna show up, right? Like, I'm gonna have people show up.
Confidence.
So that's how I'm trying to just change my mindset about it and just be like, no, sis, step out of your comfort zone and go to this class, because it's gonna be fire. Preach. Like, you want the time,
say
like,
it one more time.
And after that,
tell me fire.
And after that,
go
it's
ahead.
Gonna be fire.
It's your world.
That was actually my high school quote in the yearbook. It was, you are fire. Because I would tell people that. I was like, you are fire. But yeah, so.
That's straight.
I'll let y'all know when that's happening, so you can let these viewers know too.
Listen,
and they can pull
up
too.
Do you get a good amount of men?
Of men? No, I don't. But it's for everybody.
I feel like they never come.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's because men are intimidated.
Ooh, might be.
No, dead ass.
In the 6 months I did it, I had one man.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, because, okay, the reason I say it is because I get a lot of men hitting me up. Like, oh, mami, está rica. Like, oh, my God, damn, girl. Like, the things I would do to you, blah, blah, right?
Muy bien.
No, he didn't. But then I've noticed, like, you know, in the past when I've gone out dancing or whatever, and obviously I dance real good, right? Like, we know it. So I would go out to dance, right? And I'm dancing, having a good time. Like, you know, a guy asked me to dance. I'm like, all right, let's dance, right? They're whack. But that's not the point. That wasn't the point of this. That wasn't the point of this. Listen. Don't ask me to dance. You don't know how to dance. Stop. No. But then I see men, like, looking at me, right? And I'm like, okay, I know you want to dance, but you don't ask me. And usually it's because, like, I know they're like, damn, she dances good. And I'm, like, intimidated, right? So it's like, that's just my own, like, how I understand that. I'm like, I know that there's men that want to know how to dance. They want to, like, show up, right? But because it's a room full of women, that can be really intimidating. Or do y'all disagree? I don't know.
I mean,
I agree with that.
I do agree with that. Because I'm a pretty confident person. But I know if I step in a room full of women, say it's like 30 women dancing, mm-hmm. then.
How would you feel?
Know, I'll do it, but, like, you know, I feel like all eyes on me, kind of.
Right, because you're the only guy.
I'm the only guy.
Yeah, because not a lot of men are going to show up.
Yeah, we gotta change that.
Nah, I'd be intimidated. I'm gonna keep it 100.
I'm definitely would.
I love the honesty.
Like I said, I'll do it, but it wouldn't be the easiest thing for me.
Mm-hmm.
But why not? Nah, you're not gonna do it?
All eyes on me?
What happened? You said we're gonna go to the class.
But it's like, you know, you have to think about it this way, though.
Jersey,
like,
club music.
Now that's different.
I put a Jersey Club song in there for you.
Then I know what I'm doing.
But think about it this way, though. Like, okay, maybe all eyes might be on you, right? But not the whole time, because these women are also in there, like, oh, damn, I gotta make sure I do these steps right, right? Right? So, but at the same time, like, if you're in a group full of women, like, they're not gonna be like, what is this man doing here? Like, they're gonna be like, oh shit, he showed up. Like,
okay,
that's dope, you know? You might even find yourself a little shorty if you don't got a shorty. Like, but it's like you're putting yourself out there, you know? You're like, yeah, I'm confident enough to be in this space, right?
Hey, you might meet you a good woman out there, you never know.
I mean, don't come to my class being a creep trying to look for
I'm going to a Zumba class.
Don't be coming to my class trying to look for a wife now.
We're not looking. We're just saying, you know, my boy, he might find some.
Just bring the good vibes.
The picture gets a little clearer.
I'm just doing interviews.
I'm dead.
Man, you foolish.
Okay.
Nah, for real. I'm a come.
Okay, but I'm excited.
But what inspired you to start dancing?
To start dancing.
Like you said, you've been doing it a long time, but, you know, as you started to develop in it, what inspires you?
Like, take it seriously more?
That's a good question.
Yeah, so like I said, I've been dancing my whole life, but I guess what inspired me to, like, I guess take it more seriously was that, that's a good question. Okay, so I started, like, when COVID hit, right, I started using that time to practice for my classes and, like, perfect it. And at that same time, I started exercising. Like, I started, like, you know, like, training, right? Like, upper body, lower body, all of it, right? And that for me was like very life changing because it's the first time in my life that I've been consistent. Like, it's gonna be about almost a year now. And that was the first time, and I was feeling like really strong. And I was like, okay, like, because the thing I think that was holding me back before was that I was so out of shape that I thought that I was like, I'm not gonna be able to keep up with the whole Zumba class, right? But even at that point, my body could. I was just underestimating myself, right?
I was gonna say, look at you now.
Right. So, and even now, like, I'm feeling stronger and I'm able to do it. But at the same time, because it's something that is like, it's not just a, right, it's a form of survival, but it's also like, helps keep me very healthy, right? Mm-hmm, yes. Because I'm like, okay, I have to create choreographies. So it's not just my teaching time that I'm moving my body. It's also like when I'm planning for the class, right? And I'm also like, okay, I need to keep working out so I can like keep up with my classes because my classes are very like high intensity. Okay. Right? So I'm like, I've had to stay in shape, right? Like all of this. So it just keeps me very healthy, and it also just gives me like this sense of confidence, because if you see my TikToks, like, I'm in my own world when I'm dancing. Like, my face is, like, I'm in my own world. I'm like, I don't care who's looking. So I think, like, when people come to my classes, like, right, again, like, they come for that energy. And for me, it's like, sometimes I go into the class and I'm, like, super nervous. I'm like, I don't know if this class is going to be good. And then I'm, like, I get in my zone. And I'm like, well, I'm a bad bitch. I eat my rice and cabbage. Hey. Like, is you talking about? So I think that's just what inspires me, like, that there's so much that it provides me, right? Like, health, confidence, and even, it's just what I know. It also just helps me, I think this is something that has been new for me that I've been realizing, is that it helps me stay really connected to my culture. Mm-hmm. Because in my dance, I do a lot of, like, Afro-Colombian rhythms. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of champeta.
Yes.
Yeah. So, like, Shakira danced it in the Super Bowl. That's how a lot of people have gotten to know it.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah. So, like, champeta, I incorporate champeta into my classes. And I also incorporated mapalé, which is a more, like, carnival music of Colombia. Okay. So when I dance these rhythms, like, I don't know, my heart just feels very full. Like, I feel something in my body, like, just very connected to me. Right. Yes. And so I'm trying to, you know, learn more about who I am, like my background, mm-hmm. right? Like who my family was. And so I think, like, through music, it's just giving me a lot of, like, not like answers, but security of, like, yeah, who I am. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. It just got super quiet. I was like, oh.
I think the AC cut off. I don't know if people hear that, but we got to address that. Shit just got deep real quick.
Yeah. So that's what inspires me. It just, it provides me with a lot. So I'm like, I want more of this and more and more. Okay. And then it's just endless.
I like that answer. Yeah. What part of Colombia are you from?
All right. Get ready for the rolls.
Oh, shit. Hold on.
For the R rolling.
Hold on.
I'm from Barranquilla.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know where that is.
You know where that is? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the coast of Colombia. So a lot of times when people say, like, when I tell them I'm Colombian, they think, you know, that Colombian accent that people have that we're known for. But in the coast, sometimes people confuse me and they think I'm Dominican because I talk really fast. So,
really?
And for we're from Barranquilla, like, we're known for kind of, like, I guess, like, they say that we, like, eat our words, right? Like, you know, like, pescado, which is fish, mm-hmm. would be like pescado, you know, like.
That doesn't even make sense.
Like, we'll just, like, eat our words, or it's like, we'll say, like, que hubo, right? Like, que hubo means, like, que hubo, like, what's up? But we mm-hmm. cut it. We're like, que hubo.
Say it again.
Que hubo.
But what's.
It means like que hubo, like what's up?
I've never heard that.
What's been going on? It's just the same, right? So we like cut our words. We speak really fast and we're just very loud. We're like known to be party people because we're by the water and
makes sense.
Yeah.
That's probably why you're back in Florida.
Yeah, I love Florida. So yeah, from Barranquilla, Colombia. That's where Shakira's from. So, you know, my homegirl. Shakira, if you're listening, girl.
Go ahead, girl.
Put me in a music video.
Hey, you, deadass, you could be in one.
Yeah.
For real.
I will be in one.
You will be in one. Manifesting.
Me manifesting
what?
That.
Listen, confidence is just.
It's beaming. I'm giving it to you.
While we're here, like, do you have any advice for other women? Maybe they're trying to build their confidence.
Word.
Or whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I gotta say, you are coming like a true queen on this show. The way you're preaching this confidence right now, we love it.
I'm in my element. Possible. okay. Yeah, this is a good question. It's always really hard for me to answer this question because with everything, I'm like, I think that first, before I answer that, I feel like it's important to make note of that. Sometimes people think that confidence, once you have it, it's always there. And that's very not true. It's false. It's something that it comes and goes, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So I think there has to be different practices that you put into your life for those moments where it's not there, right? So that when it comes back, you even on top even more, right? So confidence for me is taking some time. I'm still learning. I'm still growing. But, you know, I think what has really helped me, and it sounds, I don't know, people like sometimes don't believe me, I feel like, but when I would have these dance parties, I would also, like, the same way I do now with TikToks, I put my phone and record myself, right? Like, even though I was not showing anybody, like, I was just recording myself because I wanted to, like, look at it after and be like, oh, that move was fire. And, like, oh, my God.
Wait, what did you say before? That was fire.
That was fire. So I would just record myself. And I think, like, a lot of the times, confidence is connected to, like, you know, how we look and mm-hmm. our body image. Mm-hmm. And so some people don't even want to see their bodies in a video, right? And so, like, I think doing that for me was, like, you know, a step towards that. Like, I was like, okay, I can look at myself. Maybe I hate it, right? But then a couple months later, like, I was like, oh, that wasn't that bad, you know? But in the moment, I was, like, beating myself. And I still do that. I'll look at a video, I'm like, oh, my God, I look like that. And I look back, and I was like, wait, bad bitch, hold on. What the fuck? Like, I can't believe you was talking to yourself like that. And then I guess another thing is... I'll be real serious when I switch it up.
No, we love it, I promise.
I'm crying. I don't know who's when I keep kicking. My bad.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
My bad. And then another thing that I've recently implemented into my daily routine is affirmations. So what I do...
What are they?
So affirmations are just things that you say to yourself.
Oh, no, like what are yours?
Oh, what are mine? I have several. But
can we get a top three?
Yeah. I'll tell you the one that I started off with. I didn't even know it was an affirmation. But at the time, I kept saying it and saying it until I finally believed it. I was like, I'm a bad bitch. Like, I just kept saying, I'm a bad bitch. Now I call everybody a bad bitch. I was like, you bad bitch. I'm a bad bitch. Right? Even though, you know, sometimes I didn't believe it. Now I'm like, nah, you a bad bitch. Okay, but I think one of my favorite ones right now is, y'all can repeat it after me if you want. Okay, hold on, because I want to make sure I say this right. Okay. I love and accept myself fully.
I love and accept myself fully.
Period. Okay, another one is I am enough as I am.
I am enough as I am. Give me another one. Give me another
one. Last one. Here we go. It is okay to be myself.
It is okay to be myself.
I love it. Right. Feel that through your body. Like, it's true though.
This might be the first time ever on this show where I feel energy just radiated. I said this a long time ago. This
you got
is
it. Girl, you got it.
This is not an energy type show or nothing like that. But I can feel it. I can feel it.
That makes me
feel
happy.
I feel like I'm going to have a good... We're recording this on a Sunday.
Damn.
I'm going to have a good week now.
Check in with me at the end of the week.
I feel like
you know how it was.
Everyone, I feel like everyone here, I hope you're listening. You're going to have a great week. Fantastic week. Okay.
You definitely will.
The confidence is unreal. We've been preaching confidence since we started this show. And right now,
look at that. Look, she got it. She's comfortable in her own skin.
Period.
Go ahead.
It is okay to be myself.
Okay.
That's the only thing what I was telling myself before even coming here. I was like, it's okay to be myself. Because, you know, like I was telling you, it was my first time on a podcast. I was to a point before where I didn't even like sound my voice. So you were like, you might sound weird. And I was like, nah, I sound fine.
You know what's crazy? I was the same way.
Yeah.
I always hated my voice. So the fact that I'm doing this on a weekly basis,
damn,
this is crazy to me. I would have never thought. But we love confidence. Like I said.
Going back to the question you asked me, let's get back to me.
God damn. What in the...
Girl. She said, I'm not cocky, I'm confident.
Hey, listen. Like,
girl.
I'm dead. No, but you listen, because I'm trying to give these viewers like what they came, what you asked for.
That's what they came for.
I'm gonna just sit
here and listen.
So I was talking about affirmations, right?
Okay.
Okay. So basically, I was saying I had this affirmation, I'm a bad bitch, whatever. But that wasn't like I didn't really realize that was an affirmation. And then I started affirmation in September, so I started listening to Lin Jarrell. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him, but basically, I recommend this to everybody. He has this thing on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you can look up on YouTube. It's called Self-Care Package, right? And there is a sound of like 8 minutes affirmations for each chakra. Don't ask me about chakras. I don't know anything about them. I'm still learning. But whatever. But each, like, it's like 8 minutes. And it's just him speaking, saying these affirmations, right? So I listen to them straight through and I repeat them out loud. Like, I make sure I hear myself saying them, right? And I don't know. It started giving me words to say to myself, like nice words, right? Because I think I started realizing, I was like, I don't have really anything nice to say about myself. Like, which was crazy. Like, that's actually really sad.
No bueno.
Right? That's really sad. But everyone thought I was this confident person. And I was like, really deep inside, I don't really like myself, right? So I started saying these affirmations, even though I didn't believe it. I just kept saying it. I just kept saying right. it. And then I started seeing how these affirmations kind of like played out in my life. I was like, oh yeah, like, yeah, I am that way, right? So now you ask me, like, what are your top three, right? And they're boom. I'm going to say from the top. Here we go.
Okay, go ahead.
I love and accept myself fully. Oh, I am enough. It is okay to be myself. Period.
That's it?
Let me drop my mixtape next.
Okay. You know what? While we're here, I'm going to drop some improvised affirmations.
Okay, go ahead.
Don't wave no more at me. I'm good.
Okay, we're going to hear some from you. Let's go.
I am the male version of a bad bitch.
Wait.
My bad bitch ain't got no gender.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Accept my affirmations as they are. I will do great things in this life that we live.
Yes.
I love myself. I love others. And I also love myself.
He working on it.
Something like that.
Okay, next.
I am that dude.
Right. He's
that dude. I love myself.
Right. You sure? As you should.
And I love my family.
As you should.
More bien.
No, you
didn't.
No, you didn't.
Say it one more time. Say it one more time.
Oh my God. It's the disrespect for me.
Listen, this shit hard when it's not in my reach.
He said, I love my family. Muy bien.
I mean, it is very good, though.
No!
I'm sorry. Thank you. It's all good.
I'm dead.
We'll cut that part out.
Yeah. Told them affirmation.
But for real, would you believe it's about that time?
What's that time?
It's that time.
What's the time?
We about to get out of here.
Okay,
because please. You have blessed us. With so much confidence, so much good energy. I honestly feel so positive right now. I feel like I can conquer the world. It's Sunday.
Because you can.
Like 9 o'clock at night. And I feel like I'm ready to go outside and like feel great.
Basically. Conquer the world.
So like we said, again, thank you so much. Keep doing what you're doing. This is my first time meeting you. I know you're going to do great things. I know I'm going to see you in a Shakira video. 100%.
Maybe Megan Thee Stallion.
Why not both? Why not both? Listen, we're going to manifest in it.
Right.
Whoever's watching this, I hope you learned from this woman right here. I hope you picked up some valuable tips, some fantastic tips. I hope you had a good time. And again, drop your socials for the people.
Okay. First of all, I did have a good time. Thank you for having me.
Okay.
And then my social is Recocha Vibes. That's RECOCHAVIBES. I got inspired by you, how you said your social. I was like, hold on. He got a little song to it. Let me do it. I'm going to do a little dance to it. Recocha Vibes. Check me out.
Drop your socials real quick.
Got to myself real quick. You already know it's your boy Chris, IG Mathis, 023.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it's your boy Kaz. Follow the IG, CAZ_0. And always, before we go, we always gotta shout out the Can I Vibe With Y'all podcast, the IG, the TikTok, the Twitter, the YouTube, the Spotify, the Apple, the Stitcher, the iHeartRadio. I'm losing track because we on everything. But again, thank you so much. We love y'all. We love you.